Food, especially healthy food, is expensive. It is so hard to find whole natural fruits and vegetables at a reasonable price, and no one knows this better than Balance of Nature. They are always searching for the highest quality farms that produce the highest quality fruits and vegetables, so you can get them at a fraction of the cost. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies contain only the best fruits and vegetables that undergo an advanced vacuum cold process that preserves the maximum nutrient content. This means you get the powerful health benefits of a wide variety of fruits and vegetables without expensive trips to the grocery store. Don't wait. Eat healthy and save money by going to balanceofnature.com today or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order when you use discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedalyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Get me down to there, hair, shoulder length, longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy.
Hair, the song. Welcome back. You know what? We're going to get off the beaten path of politics for the last section of this show today, because I can only do so much every day. I'm excited for my fourth hour group tonight. That fourth hour group goes for 6 months, and we get together and get to know each other, and it's been so fun getting to know everyone. I've just been loving this, and I'm excited for tonight. All right. We get together off the air, by the way, if you were wondering, in this fourth hour group. We're going to talk about hair in just a moment, because this subject is so intriguing. It's very, very intriguing to me. Okay. Plus, it's not politics, and I like that. And I have spring break fever. I have to confess to you, it comes about this time in March and April, and I literally just want to go on vacation, because it is... it's like a pressure cooker, politics. And I find myself dreaming of taking a vacation, which I probably won't take till the end of the summer. But you know what? I can dream that I'm on vacation right now. Make sure you go to FIQ on the website at the bottom of the homepage, katedalyradio.com. FIQ is the wonderful copper supplement that I take. You're going to want to take this. Please order this and get the magnesium one too. The one I take is Recuperate. And it can just do so much for you. I promise you need to be taking this. The more research I do, the more I look into this topic, it is overwhelming that we need copper in our lives and that we are devoid of it. It's causing a lot of health problems for us. And then preparewithkate.com. Get some food storage, please. This is your window. And if looking at banking failures this week as kind of the hot topic of the week, if that doesn't make us nervous, it probably should. I mean, we do know where we're going to end up, right? The hill to die on is digital currency. They want that in. They're going to, whatever kind of chaos or buildup it is to that, whatever, they have a lot of things planned to get us to that point, because that's where they get the most control. And so digital currency is coming, so we shouldn't not think that. So to say that don't worry at all and everything's great is insane. Because we do know where it lands. I just don't want to help them do it by, you know, performing our own bank runs. That's ridiculous. But we should be diversifying for sure in a lot of different areas. So let's talk about hair. This was such a cool story. I actually did this story on the air probably 6 or 7 years ago, I'm thinking. It was a long time ago. And it was so intriguing. And the questions and the comments that I got after I did this excerpt were so fascinating because we never think about this. But this comes to us from a story from Vietnam when the Native Americans, they actually were cutting their hair going into the armed forces. And they talk about, we're going to talk about hair acting as a sixth sense. And I know that's going to sound kind of funny to those that never heard me talk about this in the past. But I do think that this, I'm going to play excerpts from a video for you that talk about the story in detail, because I like the way they outlined it. This is talking about what happened in a government, an army experiment with Vietnam. Here we go. And this is talking about hair.
The United States Army recruited Native Americans because of their incredible tracking skills. Like all soldiers, the new recruits had to cut their long hair before going into battle. And it wasn't long before the Army officials discovered that Native American recruits, they weren't doing any better than the American soldiers were. When the officials questioned the Native American soldiers about their lack of tracking skills, they told them about their hair. By forcing them to cut off their hair, they'd also cut off their incredible tracking abilities. Well, the Army decided to find out if that was true. It did sound completely implausible, but they planned the experiment anyway. During the Vietnam War, two Native Americans were recruited. They were known as the First Nation Soldiers. One of the First Nation soldiers was allowed to keep his hair long in the traditional braids. The other was told to buzz his hair the way the other GIs did. Late at night, the two First Nation soldiers were sent out into the jungle. Because this was just an experiment to determine if the legend was true, they didn't send the First Nation soldiers out into enemy territory. Instead, they had a few of the First Nation's fellow soldiers play the part of the enemy. It was their job to find the First Nation soldiers in the dead of night and capture them. The soldier with the buzz cut went off in one direction, the soldier with the long hair was sent off in another. When they were deep in the jungle, the enemy soldiers were sent out to find them, and the results of the experiment were shocking. The two First Nation soldiers were out in the jungle. The soldier with the buzz cut, he wasn't out there for very long before he was captured by the so-called enemy soldiers. He was quickly returned to base to wait for the soldiers to seek out the long-haired First Nation soldier. The enemies found out quickly that it was not going to be as easy to find the long-haired soldier. As he sensed them coming from far away, he was able to make his escape. This went on throughout the entire night. Time and time again, the long-haired soldier managed to avoid capture. He was able to track where the enemy was going, and he managed to stay far away from them. When the sun came up, the experiment was over. When the U.S. Army reviewed what happened during the experiment, they found that during the night, the long-haired First Nation soldier had gone to sleep on two occasions and was still able to sense when the enemy was close by. Despite the fact that he was asleep, he still managed to avoid capture. This left the non-believers in the United States Army stunned. They started to realize that what the Native Americans were saying about their superpowers, as unbelievable as it sounded, was true. They had proof that the soldier's long hair helped him avoid capture during the night, and things had to change in the U.S. Army. After the experiment, the U.S. Army made a decision. All soldiers had to buzz their hair in the traditional military style, but the First Nation soldiers were allowed to keep their hair long. The Army realized that it was beneficial for them to allow the First Nation soldiers to keep their hair long because it helped with their tracking and sensing skills. They never expected the experiment to turn out the way it did, and they were fascinated. It also helped them find new ways to destroy the enemy.
Interesting, right? We covered this probably 6 or 7 years ago, and I was reminded by a listener, they wanted to hear that again, and I thought, you know, there, we have so many intriguing things. We've talked about frequencies. We've talked about all kinds of things that we don't normally talk about. It's like not a normal part of our daily conversation, is it? But and to call it a superpower, I don't think I'd call it a superpower, but I do wonder what kind of role that plays in that sixth sense. I mean, what do we say? We say when you can sense something, the hair on the back of your, neck stands up. There's a reason for all of those sayings. And of course, if you go back to things like scripture, and you have Samson and Delilah's story, and you have so many things in our past that talk or reference this. You know, in the Hebrew Bible, we have Samson, Hercules-like figure with superhuman strength, was born a Nazarite with vows to abstain from wine, have no contact with the dead, and to never cut a hair on his head. Why? Nearly this undefeatable guy, right, makes him his hair makes him a powerful warrior, and he's able to rip lions apart and do all of these things. And he falls in love with a Philistine, a woman. And the Israelites were at war, and so this was against the wishes of his parents. And Delilah was tasked by her people to find out Samson's weakness. And then, of course, to defeat the hero, right, to protect the Israelites. And Samson revealed that it was his long hair that preserved his power. And once he fell asleep, Delilah shaved off his hair and breaking his vows. And he awoke to find that it was gone. Whatever was special about him was then gone. And it's fascinating to me that these kinds of things, just when was the last time you had a conversation about this, right? Hair, I mean, of all things. And what does it play a part? It obviously played a part in this experiment, Vietnam. It obviously played a part in trackers, right? And having that sort of sixth sense. And when I did this show like 6 or 7 years ago, I remember I had a Polynesian man call in. And this Polynesian man said, oh my gosh, this is so who we are and what we believe. And the hair is everything. And the hair is a lot. The hair means a lot. And we keep it long. And there were certain reasons and aspects for that. There's a lot of symbolism in folklore when it comes to Native Americans and their hair. But I wonder how many things through culture we change and we might not even know the meaning of them or importance. I'll even go that far. Maybe the importance of it. But isn't it interesting, the experiment that was done and the outcome of that experiment? I mean, you can't deny that with the two soldiers. You can't deny that there was some sort of advantage with the one over the other. All kinds of nations of Native Americans have similar beliefs about hair. The Cree people are said to hold hair as an extension of their soul. And the style, you know, kind of displays personality. And the Mohawk, the Pawnee, there are several different nations within the Native Americans. They're known for their hair, right? And of course, the Mohawk, you've got the Mohawk, like a horse's mane. But I found this to be utterly fascinating. You've got Buddhists. Why is their tradition of keeping their hair short and shaving their heads completely, right? Kind of interesting, the whole story of Samson. I think it's fascinating. But I don't know that we ever really look into any of this. I don't know that we ever actually talk about it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
It is a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Most amazing thing in the story is that the Army changed its ways.
That is the most amazing part of that story. Thank you. That is the most amazing part. They actually conceded and did something. But are there sensory powers? We do have a lot of, like the hair on the back of your, you know, like kind of standing up, the hair on your arm standing up. What causes that to happen? What is it, an extension of our nervous system, our hair? Do we even look at it that way? So those are the kinds of things I think that strike me, that I like, you know, whiskers on a cat. Like I'm not even a cat fan, to tell you the truth, but there has to be something there. Just like the Army found out, there's got to be something there. And the Native Americans were very insistent that that was the catalyst when they did that experiment. That was the catalyst. Isn't that fascinating? I find this kind of stuff fascinating. I can't be the only one. But there's many articles about this you can find, and why we do what we do, and the importance of it, power, virility, physical strength, The Native Americans feel, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but they are known to have spoken out about how they believe that the hair gives them power, virility, physical strength. For you men that have grown your hair out, do you have more intuition skills when your hair is longer? For women, is this what makes women more intuitive sometimes? Or they feel they're more intuitive than men? Strange, right? But we don't talk about it. And when it comes to, the belief, Native Americans have the belief that when one's hair is cut, they lose a small aspect of their unique relationship with themselves. It's kind of an interesting way to put it, isn't it? As if it's an extension of soul that they kind of lose. The Navajo, for example, traditionally, ceremonially, they cut their children's hair on the first birthday and then let it grow unpeated. Why? They also talk about it as the freedom of life. And they say that long hair ties people to earth. And that hair is a connection of all things. See, I love that. Doesn't it just kind of make you want to know a little bit more? That it is an extension of the nervous system. The Native Americans feel that it's a type of feeler that transmits important information and energy to the brainstem. And of course, the neocortex, the limbic system deep within the brain. That's some fascinating stuff right there. Come on. That is fascinating. It also symbolizes to them the strength of community. I could go on and on. Touching the hair without permission is considered to be disrespectful. Crazy, right? Love it. Not so crazy. Crazy like a fox, I think. I think it's, they talk about it being a tie to their creator. I think that's kind of fascinating. Could all of that be in our hair? Is this why we have the sayings we do? Stories in the Bible we do? Very fascinating. I thought I'd end today's show on just sort of a different note. Something to think about. You can look up those studies. You can actually read all about them in more detail. And they're fascinating to read about with the Native Americans, with the trackers in particular. Be faithful, be fearless. And I'll be back tomorrow with two guests. Agree, don't agree. And that's okay. That's why I like to have these conversations. Why not? Let's discuss, shall we? Probably walk away more firm in your belief, no matter what your belief is. All right. See you guys tomorrow.
I'm trying to understand why you're still waiting. I've been telling you for months that ED is treatable, and it's nothing to be ashamed about at any age. There's a real opportunity in St. George for you to find a solution to ED, and it's actually affordable. At Prolong Medical Center, we continue to tell you about the 85% success rate or the confidence and improvements that comes in your relationships, but you need to take the first step. This is a medical issue, guys, and just like you go to the doctor without hesitation for an injury or high blood pressure, there is help. Prolong has in-house payment plans and affordable options. ED is not uncommon. In fact, the older you get, the higher the percentage. 50% of people in their 50s deal with ED. And every 10 years of age, that percentage goes up 10%. At Prolong Medical Center, we can help you take control by calling 375-5000. That's 375-5000. Or you can just go to prolongmedicalcenter.com and click on the free consultation tab. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by calling Prolong Medical Center.
St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George.
Canyon Media. Here for
you. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. My pillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to mypillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
What a fantastic sale. Use the code word Kate. It helps the show. You can get up to 90% off right now. Take advantage of it. Stock up for Christmas. So many deals that Mike is doing, and it also helps expose election fraud. Thanks, you guys. Use the code word Kate.
You